Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, June 13th, 2014. And today, on this Friday the 13th, we're talking about a new crisis in Iraq, a new crisis caused by conflict between the current Iraqi regime and an organization calling itself the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, or ISIL, I-S-I-L. 2.5 years of gains in Syria by this organization. 2.5 years of fighting in Syria has made them stronger, and they look to easier fighting in Iraq, to conquering the nation of Iraq with an ultimate goal, as they have stated it, as reestablishing the caliphate and having an Islamic state across Iraq and Syria too, if possible. They now have enough territory that they have conquered in Iraq to establish de facto emirates of this caliphate in the various cities. They have made alarming gains, often without firing a shot, with the Iraqi army abandoning their weapons and vehicles and fleeing in front of them. The Islamic State envisioned by ISIL is close to being realized, as they have captured Mosul and its 2 million people, including its central bank and all its contents. ISIL forces are now driving toward Baghdad. ISIL is an outgrowth of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which was severely weakened by the U.S. war there. But when the U.S. left, it started to gain strength again. They eventually broke with Al-Qaeda, becoming the Islamic State in Iraq. With the stated intent of creating a caliphate inside Iraq, they expanded their reach into Syria and the war against the Assad regime. Al-Qaeda's central leadership disavowed them because of brutality to local populations and their strong anti-Shiite positions. Now imagine that, folks. They were so bad that even Al-Qaeda wouldn't associate with them. Announcing an Islamic State and allowing people to join and fight for its expansion appears to be drawing a number of people across the Levant, across Iraq and Syria. The ISIL groups, many people think, are being supported by Saudi Arabia and other countries opposed to Iran and the Iranian expansion, because the current Iraqi regime of Nouri al-Maliki is a proxy for Iran, they believe. This is also believed, apparently, by the U.S. State Department. The U.S. State Department spokesmen say that the plan to use the conquest of Iraq to establish a no-borders, no-nation radicalization throughout the region is the intent. No national home for these fighters. They have thrown away their passports and their ID. No national home, just a region-wide Islamic State. The Economist magazine estimates that ISIL has some 6,000 fighters in Iraq, 3,000 to 5,000 in Syria, and 3,000 foreigners have joined them. They also have a lot of captured U.S. equipment, weapons, and vehicles. Right now, the Iraqi army is trying desperately to secure and hold on to Baghdad. The country's oil infrastructure goes with it. As ISIL concentrates more men to the struggle in Iraq, of course, it becomes more vulnerable in Syria. The United States has got itself in another jam here, folks. It is in another dilemma. Helping the Iraqi regime now means helping the Iranians and possibly even helping Assad, which they have been trying to overthrow for 2.5 years. What a mess. President Obama has said he will not commit U.S. forces to Iraq again, nor will he conduct airstrikes, but he is reconsidering equipment such as helicopter gunships, Hellfire missiles, communications gear, small arms, and ammunition will apparently be provided to the Iraqi regime. Who is the U.S. fighting for? Who is the U.S. fighting against? Who is the U.S. supporting? Who knows? ISIL, with 1,000 to 2,000 fighters, routed the 10,000-man Iraqi security force as they deserted and joined ISIL, or just simply ran in Mosul. What has the U.S. accomplished with this war that has now made Iraq a battleground since 1991? Strong leaders like Hussein and Assad are either dead or weakened on the run, perhaps to be replaced by something far, far worse. War has accomplished a lot in Iraq, hasn't it, folks? It really has. At least that's the way I see it. Till next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.